Chapter 4. Bran stirred his mount to speed. Ewan! He cried. At the sound of his name, the king's champion raised himself in the saddle, and Bran saw blood oozing down the warrior's padded leather tunic.
Bran! The warrior gasped. Bran, thank God, listen!
Ewan, what has happened? Where are the others?
We were attacked at Huey Ford, he said. Frank, 300 or more, 60, maybe 70 knights, the rest footmen.
Lurching sideways, he seized the young prince by the arm.
Bran, you must ride, he began.
But his eyes rolled up into his head. He slumped and toppled from the saddle. Bran, holding tight to his arm, tried to lower his longtime friend more gently to the ground. Ewan landed hard nonetheless and sprawled between the horses. Bran slid off the mare and eased the wounded man onto his back. Ewan, Ewan, he said, trying to rouse him. My father, the warband, where are the others?
Dead, moaned Ewan. All of them dead.
Bran quickly retrieved a water skin from its place behind his saddle. Here, he said, holding the skin to the warrior's mouth. Drink a little, it'll restore you. The battle chief sucked down a long, thirsty draught and then shoved the skin away.
You must raise the alarm, he said,
some vigor returning to his voice. He clutched at Bran and held him fast.
You must ride and warn the people, warn everyone. The king is dead and the Frank are coming.
How much time do we have? Asked Bran.
Enough, pray God, said the battle chief. Less if you stay. Go now.
Bran hesitated, unable to decide what should be done.
Now, Ewan said, pushing the prince away. There is but time to hide the women and the children.
We will go together. I will help you.
Go, snarled Ewan. Leave me.
Not like this. Ignoring the wounded man's curses, Bran helped him to his feet and back into the saddle. Then, taking up the reins of Ewan's horse, he led them both back the way he had come. Owing to the battle chief's wound, they traveled more slowly than Bran would have wished, eventually reaching the western edge of the forest, where he paused to allow the horses and wounded man to rest. Is there much pain? He asked.
Not so much, Ewan said, pressing a hand to his chest. A little.
We'll wait here a while. Bran dismounted, walked a few paces ahead.